Okay, well now, suppose a man and a woman aren't married, but they've got a child.
Got a child.
Yeah. And so, what's a word that some people might call that child when they were talking about him? Do you know a word like that?
Oh, they would call him a bastard child.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to know now. I don't want you to be shy, you know, because I really want to know these things.
That's right.
And I'm not going to laugh at anything.
That's right.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
Okay. What do you call a box or a case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard.
Okay. What do you call... Oh, that's a North Georgia question. What do you call a large stream of water that flows through level country?
A river.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country, like down around the seacoast? What would you call it, anything?
I'd say a... Like grass grew around coast, something like that?
Yeah, Sort of tall grass.
I'd call it ocean grass.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Spender.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
What would be added to it?
No, I mean, what would you call that kind of gravy?
I call it ham gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout, and they run around wild sometimes?
Wild hog.
Okay. Do you ever call him a piney woods rooter?
You can call him piney woods.
That's what the white people call him.
That's right.
Would you ever call him that? Or would
That's
you
right. Fine, would
you? You would?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I call it ground itch.
Okay. What do you call... there's a certain kind of whiskey that you can buy in a store.
That's right.
And it's real cheap and it's bad for you, this particular kind of whiskey. Do you have any word for that kind of whiskey? It's cheap and it'll make you sick.
Tell gin.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything like Rotgut or White Lightning?
That's right. That's moonshine.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see. Now, moonshine, can you buy moonshine in a store?
No, we can't buy it in a store.
So that's homemade whiskey?
That's right.
Okay.
That's
right. What do you call... That's going to be good on here. Good rooster you got there. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Anything at all, like dolls and soldiers and toys.
He likes to be a doll.
Okay. Well, there's one word, though, that you can use that means all the things that a child likes to play with.
Oh. He likes to play with dolls.
Now, there's one word, though. There's one real general word.
One for the answer for that.
For all of them, yeah.
Well, one word, he loves to play with toys.
Okay.
That's right.
Fine. That's what I was after. I didn't know whether you'd say toy or play.
That's right.
Toy, okay. Now, this part has to do with word patterns. Now, it sounds like it's a test, but it's not a test.
That's right.
And so, now, we'd say, like, if we were talking about taking a trip, we'd say, today I take the trip, yesterday I took the trip, and many times I have taken the trip.
Uh-huh.
Or if we were talking about singing a song,
uh-huh,
we'd say, today I sing the song, uh-huh, yesterday I sang the song, many times I have sung the song.